The Oxford Sparks Podcast, Episode 1, Part 1, Origins.
So we're not completely sure how the universe began, but we have some ideas of what could have been going on right at the beginning. I'm Jo Dunkley, I'm a lecturer in astrophysics at Oxford University, and I work on cosmology, understanding the origins and evolution of the universe. We think it began at the Big Bang, when everything we see now in space was hugely condensed down into this very small region, smaller than an atom, would have blown up to bigger than the sun. In just this fraction of a second. And we think that's what began the universe and began the expansion of the universe. And that also put in the seeds of the beginnings of structure that could later evolve. The universe then expanded and cooled down quite a lot until at a certain point atoms could now form. We've now got atoms of things that we're kind of familiar with, things like hydrogen and helium, the things that our world is made of. We can make atoms. Later on, we then get clumps of atoms forming in certain regions of space, bits of space that have slightly more stuff in them than others. And gravity then just takes its role and does its job for the next millions of years as structures begin to form in the universe. The first stars form, and stars form into galaxies. And the very first galaxies form after a few million years after the Big Bang. We get to believe these things about the early universe because we actually have observations. When we do astronomy, we get to look back in time because we measure light that's been travelling. And so even if we look at the sun, for example, the light from the sun set off 8 minutes ago. And so we look back as it was 8 minutes ago just by looking out at the sun in the sky. If we look further back in space, we can look back even further. And we can actually look back as far as this time that was only a few hundred thousand years after the Big Bang. And we can measure light from that time. And we can see what the universe looked like back then. We can then try and take that backwards, wind time back further, and work out what was going on right at the Big Bang itself. At the beginning of the universe was so hot that atoms were split up into an electron and a proton. And it was a bit like a soup, or a bit like a cloud, where rays of light would just be busy scattering off electrons in that cosmic cloud. And you wouldn't be able to see into that time because rays of light were not traveling in straight lines. But at this point, a few hundred thousand years after the Big Bang, the universe suddenly got cold enough that atoms could form together and light could just travel out through space forevermore. This light that's been traveling for almost 14 billion years, it set off about 400,000 years after the Big Bang, it just travels through space. It's hitting us right now, and because space has been expanding, the light that travels through space has been stretching. So light has a particular wavelength. We used to think of that as what colour light has, but you could actually stretch light so much that it stops being light we can see with our eyes and starts being a different kind of light, microwave light. And so this light is now stretched such that it is microwaves. And so we should imagine that there's microwaves of light hitting us from all directions in the sky. Everywhere we look, we find this faint signal, but it's very faint. The temperature of this light is about minus 270 degrees. It's really cold. We've been able to take a brand new picture of this early time. This is the earliest picture we have of the universe. And we've just done this with a telescope called Planck. So Planck is a satellite funded by the European Space Agency that went up into the sky 4 years ago to go and measure this background light. When we measure this first light, it looks kind of weird. It doesn't look like the universe looks today. When we look out in space now, we see stars and galaxies and things that might seem a bit familiar. Back then, there was almost nothing, and there were definitely no stars and no galaxies. The universe was almost completely featureless. It was almost completely smooth, nothing in it. But what there were tiny little lumps or little ripples in space-time when in the density of stuff where there's ever so slightly more matter around compared to some other regions. The idea is if there's an area of space that's got a little bit more stuff in it than another area, so it's a little bit more dense than somewhere else, then that's going to be able to start growing. Gravity does its job. And so if you have a region of space that is more dense, gravity will act to pull in more stuff around that area until you've got enough stuff that you can start to collapse and make objects like the first stars. By measuring these patterns in these ripples, we can figure out how much of the universe is made of different materials. So we can work out how much of it's normal stuff that we're made of, and how much of it's weird stuff that we don't understand. And that's the stuff that we call dark matter and dark energy. And this is about 95% of the stuff in the universe. We found out two things from Planck. One is that, well, there's still dark energy. There seems to be a bit less of it than we'd thought before. We think it takes up about 68% of the universe. We've also made a better estimate of how fast the universe is expanding. So you have some energetic initial Big Bang that starts this expansion, and then forevermore, the stuff in the universe should tend to slow down the expansion because its gravity kind of pulls in and tends to slow things down. So we'd always really thought that the universe should just keep slowing down and slowing down forevermore. But we've now discovered in the last 15 years that there's this mysterious dark energy around. And that is now making the universe speed up again. So the expansion is now speeding up. But it's only been doing it for the last few billion years. But the weird thing about dark energy is it seems to grow as space grows. And our best guess, well, one of our guesses for it is it's just the energy of empty space. And so if space is expanding, you actually get more and more of it, and it starts to take over and starts to dominate. So we're in this lucky situation that we think we can track the universe all the way through its 14 billion year history, from the Big Bang to where we are today, a universe full of galaxies. About 5 billion years ago, we then had our own solar system beginning to form. That started off with our own sun coming to life. Our sun is a very normal star. Then gradually our solar system formed then around that star, this big disk of dust and rocks and junk that eventually combined together to form planets. And that's now been there for the last few billion years. Our own sun then has about 5 billion years left to live. So we've got a while yet.
You've been listening to the Oxford Sparks podcast, narrated by me, Chris Lintott, and produced by Ed Prosser. You can find a full list of credits and much else besides on our website at oxfordsparks.net.